The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
So yeah. So you got a comedy tour you're working on, the Star Spangled Comedy Tour?
Star Spangled Banter, yeah. We're finishing up. Got a couple more shows left with my buddy Steve Mudflap McGrew out of Denver. We did the Friends in Safe Spaces tour, and now I'm doing my show, which is basically a one-man show, Star Spangled Banter. I've been everywhere, man, all over the country, and they're trying to get me killed. They keep sending me. I think my agent managers are trying to see if they can get an Antifa protest going, because they're sending me, you know, I've been in, 2 weeks ago I was in San Francisco, then I was in Seattle, then I've been in Chicago, I just got back from Chicago last night, I'm headed to Portland, all these places, I'll be in New York City.
Those are fairly progressive places.
Yeah, I'll be in Medford, Oregon, Portland, Oregon, I'll be in New York City next month. I'm doing a little Texas deal, doing a lot of benefits for Harvey this week. I'll be in Houston, College Station. I'm doing a deal with Paula Deen tomorrow night here in Arlington, Texas. So I'm going to get some sugar right off of her sweet Savannah mouth.
And yeah.
So she's donating a lot of coming in. We're doing an event tomorrow. And then we do Waco on September 30th. And we do October 6th. I think we're in San Antonio.
So we're
all over the place.
Yeah, how are you received in places like San Francisco?
Believe it or not, it's been well. And so, people question, are you going to come in? Is this going to be a political rally? I mean, are people going to get upset like Ben Shapiro's coming to Berkeley and they're offering counseling?
Right.
So it's not a show like that. I make some one-liners. I'm a common sense conservative. At least that's the way I think of myself. So I throw things out there. And my goal, ultimately, if you come to the show, you'd see I'm trying to unify people with some common sense. But people going into it, people say, you know you're going to get hurt in one of these, right? And I said, well, so far, what I've experienced is people want to come to these shows, and you have pockets of conservatives all over the country, and it's almost like they're saying, thank God somebody's coming that we can listen to, agree with, and laugh with, and have a good time. So we've been selling these theaters out, man. We've been packing people in. I was nervous. I was nervous. When I went to Seattle, that was the first city that I thought, this could get interesting. We packed it out. They said, we want you to come back. We're ready for you to come back.
You know, it's funny. People think of California as being, 90% progressive. It's not. It's like 52%, 53%, 54%
right.
progressive. Now, the conservatives in California are a little different than conservatives in lower Alabama or something like this. But all around, as soon as you get inland from San Francisco, even up into wine country, it's pretty conservative libertarian in those areas.
I was just out there. When we were in San Francisco, my wife and I, we went up and spent a couple of days in Napa with some friends. At Ragushi Winery. They own the winery, so those are good friends to have. And so we were up there.
Exactly.
And so many of these folks up there, they are conservatives. And it's they're there. They're out there. They're looking for someone that will help carry their voice a little bit and do it in a humorous way. Where I get into trouble, we started a website about a month and a half ago called politicalcowboy.com. And so this thing has blown up. We've had like 3 million visitors on the site just in the first 4 weeks of it. And so that I put some stuff on there that's a little more serious. Now, if that guy was coming into town, it might be a little bit different. But the way we've promoted it, the way we've pushed it, people are enjoying the show. And I had somebody in Seattle that sent me a message. She said, my husband and I were liberals. She said, we are dyed-in-the-wool, Hillary-supporting liberals. She said, but we want to come to your show. We think you're funny. She said, now, is it going to be 2 hours of us getting beat up? Because we're driving 2 hours. She said, we're driving 2 hours, and now we're going to get beat up for 2 hours. I said, I promise you, when you leave the show, you'll be happy. You'll be fine with what you get. I said, of course, I'm going to make fun of everybody because that's what I do. I don't believe in political correctness, and I just believe in free speech. Let's just put it all out there and make fun of everybody. I don't care who gets offended ultimately, but I don't want to push you over the edge. That's not my goal.
Well, laugh at yourself first, and then laugh at me.
Yeah.
I mean, laugh at each other, right?
Yeah.
That's the...
By
the way, Cal, this is what success looks like.
He puts up
a website, 3 million hits.
3 million. Look, I don't even iron my shirt, Cal. I'll be 45 in 3 months. I've basically reverted back to my college self. I believe if you just leave a shirt in the closet long enough, the wrinkles will fall out of it.
Gravity.
And you'll get used to the smell. So this morning at 4 a.m., I get up and I thought, I got to go to the Blaze. I got to go sit down. What am I going to put on? I was like, I'm just going to put on this.
Chad is quickly moving into my hate category. People I hate. Successful people that I hate because he's just too successful.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.